We may have a lot going on, but it all makes sense. It all makes sense, trust me.
Some wine to wake us up.
Wake us up to bring us back down. Just get leveled, you know?
Yeah.
You understand. I recommend you try it out.
We're looking for a sweet spot.
Yeah.
We're looking for the perfect sweet spot.
Cigars are hitting. I mean, what a day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Come on.
What a day.
Pooch.
What a day. Everybody, we are in a different setting because we are currently at the Cognizant Classic, and this is where we're staying. We got a nice little setup that we put together here today. We had a long day today. But it was a freaking epic day today.
It was awesome. Yeah, worth it.
We got to, you know, do our media coverage like we kind of alluded to in the last episode and get a little bit of the back behind the scenes of practice rounds, you know, some player interviews, got to sit in a press conference. This guy got a question in today.
Come on. Shout out Daniel Berger.
To Berg. And we got in a little player interview today with our guy Chase Johnson. So stay tuned for that. We got an awesome little segment coming out of that. But it was a great day today. Really good day today. We are a little tired, to say the least. So we're going to make this one a little bit of a shorter one today. Really just do a recap of what went down today and the experience itself. I think it was an awesome experience, and we're definitely extremely blessed and happy to be able to do this. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Hypothetically, not everyone gets that to do what we were able to do today, so it was pretty cool. But, yeah, it was pretty freaking awesome.
It was pretty freaking awesome. Yeah, I mean, the course looked beautiful, too. And just being able to walk around and seeing all these guys, like, obviously, they're practicing for the big event this weekend, and you know, all of them are taking like 2-3 balls like each hole. You're getting a lot of shots in. Like you're seeing a lot of shots, and we had some pretty unprecedented access. Like we got to
witness the bear trap.
The bear trap.
Get to see a couple guys play that hole,
and then also go to like in behind the ropes in the driving range and the putting green. Like we're right here. Like I'm right here, and Andre's Rory McIlroy. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we had some pretty cool coverage there. So that was pretty sweet. And then the press conference is cool. We had our own, you know, official like little thing on our on the table, and yeah, it was pretty surreal. So it was a good time.
That's cool. You watch it on TV and you're like, okay, you don't really like understand maybe how it all works and kind of what it looks like, but we were in the thick of it. And if you turn on PGA Tour Live, you'll probably hear David's voice in one of these questions. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And you also see like how big of a production it is and like how many people it takes to put these events together and like all the behind the scenes of like, you know, just in the media room alone, how many people were in there that were just working for the PGA to make sure everything's like going smoothly. So, it was pretty sick.
It was cool. I mean, we had, there's guys cutting the grass. There's a guy setting up the grandstands.
Yeah.
It's a full blown operation, and, you know, props to all the people involved in all of that. Even the people handling the media side of things, like that's a whole monster in itself. So, you know, it's cool to see it on that day. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the players are out there practicing.
Yeah.
They're getting their reps in. They're getting their feel for the greens. They're getting their feel for certain shots that where they may miss and, you know, playing every scenario basically.
Yeah. And they're placing like different hole locations too. So,
Because, you know, Thursday through Sunday, you know, for those that may not know, Thursday through Sunday, it's a different hole location on every green. So, you know, what you get on Thursday is different than Friday, and what you get Saturday and Sunday, all different, which you can hit the same tee shot 4 days in a row and you're going to have a different second shot every single time. So, plus conditions, all that stuff. So, what was interesting to me, and before we get into that, because I do want to turn into the Cognizant, I do want to take a little magic mind bump to get the energy high as transition into our little
we need a little
juice phase.
You gotta need a little pick me up in this,
little lift here.
This episode. Boom.
Bro, these never get old. They're good.
They're good.
They're solid.
little Magic Mind.
Shout out Magic Mind.
Some Padron cigars.
Yeah, we may have a lot going on, but it all makes sense. It all makes sense, trust me.
Yeah. Some wine to wake us up.
Wake us up, to bring us back down. Just get leveled, you know?
Yeah.
You understand. I recommend you try it out.
We're looking for a sweet spot.
Yeah.
We're looking for the perfect sweet spot.
Cigars are hitting. I mean, what a day.
What a day.
Come on.
What a day.
Pooch.
What a day.
Pooch
behind the camera. Down. Pooch.
Pooch. It was super humbling being out there, bro.
It was.
You find out how good these fucking people are.
Bro. Oh, no. These guys are freaks.
These guys are the best of the best. And like...
Like, I don't know if we're allowed to say it, bro, but we saw like... We saw an amazing shot, and it was just so
That shot was insane.
He just went to the hole and just like picked it up.
Pulling out from like 140 yards of the bunker after hitting three shots from every single side of that fairway and just holding that out like if nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right before that happened, we were seeing how hard it was to even get that ball close to the pin based off that location on the green. Slope all around the hole.
And he was hitting it out of the bunker.
Bunker front side, and he was hitting it out of the bunker. I mean...
It was nuts.
They're one of a kind type of golfers out there.
And we knew it was going in. Dude. Yeah. That's okay. We knew it was going in.
Even if you're ranked 165 on the tour, you're disgusting. It's crazy to watch them play. I think we made a good point. A lot of these guys are huge.
Dude, massive. Like tall, like, I mean, like
6'2
plus. 6'2
plus.
Yeah.
Big guys.
Real long.
You don't see that. You see them on TV. Their swing speed's crazy. They're working with their coaches. I mean, there's a reason why they are. I mean, we heard it today. They're playing 18 holes pretty much 3 days in a row, giving themselves maybe one day of rest going into the tournament.
Yeah.
And they walk in. They don't take
They're walking in.
The whole thing. And what we learned today, it's a long walk. Like, we walked.
Yeah, we walked from 10 to 16, and it felt like we walked for 7 days.
Yeah. The course, though, let's talk a little bit about the course. The course is beautiful. Like, I had never been to this event. The only event I've been
gorgeous.
To is the Arnold Palmer. So
hour and a half away from Miami. It's really not that
super
bad of a drive.
Easy to get to. And dude, it's nice. Like, and they've made some changes, which was alluded to a lot in a lot of the press conferences.
Yeah, I do want
to
get into that.
But, I mean, the course is in pristine condition. It's like, it's cool. Like, you see courses like that, and you're like, dude, I just want to, like, play this every single time. Like, this is, like, what an ideal golf course is and it looks
pristine,
awesome. So it looks pristine. Ready for a great weekend. So.
It really does. It looks mint condition of exactly what the players would want out of this tournament.
Yeah.
Every the reputation out of this tournament is that it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know for exactly what historically scores are here, but they don't go very low here. That stretch, obviously, of the bear trap is very difficult, but. Outside of that, I mean, we were looking at 14, that hole today where we saw the hole out. That's not an easy hole based off depending where that pin location. Front pin location, maybe not so bad, but where we saw it today in the middle, that can create a lot of problems for players. And that back pin location is a nightmare because you have there's so much water on that course.
Yeah, so much.
So much water. You hit one bad shot off the tee, off your second shot, even off a chip out of the bunker, you could be rolling into water anywhere. There's water all over that course. And all it takes is one shot, and it could derail your round.
100%.
A three-shot lead, I feel like, is not safe there.
Well, a lot of the time,
I mean, we saw it. Berger 2 years ago,
yeah.
And he spoke about it today in his press conference. You're not safe with a five-stroke lead there.
No, because anything at the bear trap, even like the hole you were talking about is right before the bear. You have to deal with that, then go to the bear trap, and the bear trap is like notorious. Three of some of the hardest, really,
probably one of the hardest setups. Stretch of holes on the tour.
But like the setup is sick. Like the stadiums right at the greens. It's first off, you've got the one on 15, that par 3. Cool little setup. We were there for a bit today.
Yeah.
And then you've got the big stadium for 16 and 17.
Yeah.
Which is sick.
Like, that's iconic. 16's dope. You have that hard dog leg right. You have water alongside.
Which we almost got killed today.
Three times.
We almost got smacked by.
Had three straight drives.
A couple drives.
One. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about if we were 5 seconds after leaving our spot, we would have gotten nailed. That hit dead center of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
But you got water all along the right side. Then you got a hard dog leg right. And the whole green is surrounded by bunkers.
Yeah.
Plus, you got all the water.
Yeah.
So it's like. You got to hit two perfect shots
to
have a chance at a birdie there.
Yeah.
And you have that bunker on the left side of the fairway, too. So it's like, very narrow fairway. You got water to your right. You got bunker right around the distance where these guys want to carry the ball. You carry a little short. Your second shot straight over the water.
Yeah.
It's a tough course.
It's tough, but it seems to have been made slightly easier, right? Yep. Like That's what it seems based off what we've heard. So they've converted hole 10, which was a par 4 initially. They've turned it into a par 5.
And we did see a few guys playing that hole today. Yeah. And you could see how that hole is significantly easier being a par 5.
It looks like it's going to get a lot of birds.
Par 4.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough par 4. It's long. It seems to be relatively straight up, but the thing is, it's got a fuck ton of bunkers all over the place there. So you miss pretty much anywhere off the green. Yeah. You're in sand, and then based off pin location, I think pin location is a big factor on these greens. They're not very wide. They're more like narrow and long, and they have a lot of slope to them that you can miss that second shot because now you're laying three in a bunker, whereas you got to hit a hell of a bunker shot to get up and down for a par. So now these guys can be a little bit more aggressive with that second shot.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw today a couple guys were there, and I can't see how that hole is averaging over par.
It seems like there's going to be a lot of birdies there. And I don't know exactly what hole it was.
But which is a great way to segue into the back nine, too.
Oh, 100%. You need a little
momentum. A little, what our magic mind is, us.
I forgot what hole it was, but they were talking today how they even removed some bunkers. I forgot what hole it was. It was like six.
Yeah,
it was six.
Berger said it today. I didn't hear what hole he was mentioning, but they did, on one hole, remove two bunkers, which obviously, you remove bunkers, it's going to make that hole easier.
So it seems like they've done some little things to, like, you know, make it.
The thing is, the reputation is very difficult, and it's been hard to get players to commit to this. Yeah. Obviously, you have a stretch of big tournaments coming up, but we know there's a lot of golfers that live in this area. You want to be able to pull as many as you can.
It should pretty stacked field.
It should be an easy one to get people to, because, like I said, there's a lot of people who live here, a lot of PGA players.
And everyone's coming to Florida at this time of the year.
Exactly.
Or at least the East Coast.
This is probably the most stacked that it's been in a long time. Like, you've got some heavy hitters here. I mean, we saw a bunch from today. There's a lot of them we didn't even see. Like, we didn't see Ricky. We didn't see Matt Fitzpatrick today.
No.
But they're playing in it. Obviously, we didn't
see Camilo.
No, Camilo. We got Rory. I mean, we saw Shano.
We have the FedEx Cup leader right now.
Yeah, and then we got Knapp, who won last week.
We got
Chris Kirk, who's fourth in FedEx and defending champ. So there's a lot of big names.
Plus, we got the Dunlap, who won the amateur earlier in the year.
Yeah.
I think this is his second tournament after the win.
And Chase Johnson.
And we got Chase Johnson. There's a ton of storylines, I mean, and I think that's the beauty of it. Obviously, you always want the stack field. It's always going to enhance the competitive nature of the tournament, and it's going to make it one of those things, obviously, where the fans love it, but the players thrive in those environments. They love that level of competition. They love that atmosphere, and they love to be able to compete against each other. But you have all these amazing storylines in between, like a Chase Johnson, like a Dunlap. Even a guy like who won last week, Knapp.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these names out there, but all these kind of like hidden stuff in between the lines that are not the big names right now that are storylines that those guys are in contention, and you're like, holy shit.
A lot of young guys.
So it makes the dynamic of these tournaments that much more interesting. Mm-hmm. And based the way we saw, I mean, it looks like they're expecting a big turnout this weekend.
I think they are. I think they're expecting this to be one of their bigger turnouts that this tournament's seen in a bit. Yeah. I mean, they're set up. There's hospitality tents and stands almost every hole.
At least the back nine. We didn't see much of the front.
Yeah, the back nine stacked.
We saw hole one, and that was pretty much it.
Almost everywhere you go, you've got stands.
Back nine was just pretty much every hole. It's a sweet little setup. I'm genuinely excited for it.
Stadiums are impressive.
Like, yeah, yeah, no. 16. 16, right? The par 3?
Yeah.
It gives me like waste management.
No, 17.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. 17 gives me like waste management.
That way it's
the whole 16 vibes.
Alongside the whole.
Dude, the whole thing. Yeah, you got the big one like right where they tee, and then it goes all along
the left side of the tee shot, basically.
Okay, yeah, it's the first year of their.
All the way around to the back of the green.
It's the first year it's called Cognizant. Yeah. It's the first year of the Florida tournament. I mean,
they want to get it right. They want to get it right.
It's a kickoff of these Florida tournaments, and like, you know. They're able to bring in a good field.
They know that this tournament has struggled in the past, and they have to keep it alive, and they have to keep it well, because it is a great location. Yeah, I mean, you can't beat a beautiful course.
They have like 150 Escalades on standby to check.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, when we were sitting in that one press conference with the guy that won the award today.
He
made the point that like 15 years ago, you couldn't even give away tickets because no one wanted to come.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it struggled. It's, and I didn't know this. It started in Fort Lauderdale.
And then it moved up north.
And obviously I think that's helped it, but I think this tournament is gaining that momentum again. And it helps, like Rory didn't have to commit to this, commit to it, you know? So those little things make a big difference. And, I think it's going to be set to be a hell of a weekend. I think it's still going to be relatively challenging, but enough where these guys can be maybe a little bit more aggressive. And I do think that maybe we see a little bit lower scores, but I generally think it's anybody's tournament this weekend.
For sure. I mean, you got
Rory, obviously the favorite, but
yeah, but there's a lot of guys that can take this. Man. Yeah. There's a lot of guys too. Like
Shane Lowry's played here in the past very well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Shane's won here. Cole won here.
Was in the playoff last year. He's playing in this tournament. Exactly. Obviously Kirk again, past winner.
Yeah. I mean, watching it, you can tell there's some guys that know the...
Mm-hmm.
They know where to go.
They know the
course. Yeah. There's some guys, some up-and-comers, too. We saw a couple today, so that, you know, we're taking...
Some Latino representation in the young...
So basically, who's on the Latino side, who's representing is you have Camilo, you have Nico Echevarria, you have George Campillo, and then you have Jonathan Vegas. So there's not a huge representation out there right now, but you got four guys all that have to make up some room. I think Nico is the highest ranked right now on the FedEx. But all those guys now is their time to make that move. Yeah. Like if there's a time,
I didn't even know Jonathan Vegas was
he is
no idea.
Not Colombian. Hey, I have to look it up. I forget what he is, but He's Hispanic too. He's another Hispanic golfer. So there's a couple guys on the.
Vegas is one of the featured groups.
One of the featured groups. Yeah.
Is he? Yeah, who's he playing with?
He's playing with Shane, I think, and
No, Camilo's with Shane.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, Camilo.
Oh no, I was talking about Jonathan Vegas.
Oh no.
Yeah, Camilo's in a featured group this weekend. He's with Shane, and he's with is it? No, not Rory. It's another big name. I forget who.
Is it Pavon?
Pavon. He's ranked number one in the FedEx right now.
Yeah.
So that's a great group right there. Great. Again, this is why we do what we do. It's a great opportunity for him, you know, to use the spot. Obviously, Camilo's been on the tour now for a while. Mm. People know who he is. He's been very successful in his career. But it is interesting to see how do you play amongst those guys, you know? Shane's obviously going to bring attention. Pavon's generating attention considering he's the number one guy right now. Does he stay hot? You know, it's a long season. These FedEx Cups, obviously, Pavon's done a great job setting him up for success the rest of the year. You know, like he's in a great spot.
That's what they have to do. You have to take advantage of these early tournaments.
Exactly.
Because, you know, coming
it's
up.
It's going to get difficult.
Especially with the elevated events and the majors. Like,
I don't know. And these guys start finding their stride.
Exactly. You got to build that momentum and obviously take that forward and build a name for yourself. Like, for example, like Knapp, who won last week. He's someone who has an interesting story. He's top 10 now, but he's got this interesting story, and you can see how he plays. Like, you can almost see, like, a future star for this guy. He made a big enough of a name and impact last week.
Right.
So that's somebody 100% to keep an eye on this week, too, because it's like, you know, first time. He's not defending, but he's, you know, first time coming off a win, obviously.
Right.
And see how he reacts.
You would like
to
see him be competitive in this type of tournament.
So, you know, there's a lot of things. There's a A lot of them.
Yeah. No, yeah. A lot of stories to monitor this weekend, and I do think it's going to be a hell of a tournament. Yeah, we got to see it up close and personal today. So,
yeah. And then a big stretch in Florida coming up.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you got Arnie coming up, then you got players, and then you got Valspar, which Valspar is that tournament that is almost like that flex tournament where how did I play in players? How did I play in Arnold? If I didn't play well, I got to get another one under my belt before, obviously, the Masters, right? Yeah. So Valspar is one of those sneaky tournaments, too, that guys know that they need to maybe get an extra round in or an extra tournament in, like, of that competitiveness and make up FedEx points, try to find something before.
Also qualify.
And then the qualifying portion of it,
especially for the younger guys to qualify for. I mean, this is the last, obviously, Arnold Palmer's next weekend.
Right.
This is the last event for those guys to qualify for the Arnold
Palmer. Puerto Rico Open is a big one because whoever can win that one has a chance to qualify for some tournaments down the line.
Qualify for the players. Like, yeah. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they would qualify the players if they win that. Yeah. So
it's the next big 4 weeks, and this is kind of the catalyst.
Florida Swing's awesome. The Florida Swing is
it really is
the collection. I mean, this course is sick, but you got Arnie's really cool too, historic, and the players is historic, and it's like back to back with just heavy hitters of really cool golf courses and different. Yeah. Obviously, it's a huge change from the California Swing.
Huge.
Now you're going to Bermuda grass and it's just the fact that you have to play a different style here too and. Hot as hell, gorgeous day, but you can see
you're gonna get burnt
dark
out there.
As hell. You're gonna get the most tan that I've probably ever been on this episode. But yeah, it was hot. It was hot today. It got hot. But wind it also picked up windy in the there. Like it picks up. Like it's
well, that was the thing that I was telling Pooch was the guys on Thursday and Friday because they alternate, morning and afternoon tea time. So you tee off Thursday morning, you tee off Friday afternoon, you tee off Friday afternoon, you tee off Thursday morning. You got to take advantage of the morning tea times because afternoons are going to get windy out here.
Yeah.
Even the locals know. Even the guy that we met, his backyard faces like hole 15. He's like, the wind picks up in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. No,
they all know the afternoon. The
wind it's like awkward, especially this time of the year. Wind's going to pick up in the afternoon, which obviously is just going to make the course that much more difficult. It's going to be hard to get the ball to stay where you want it to stay. Whereas morning, you have an opportunity to go lower, right?
Yeah.
So curious to see how Thursday, those early tee times, do those guys take advantage? We know that a couple of those guys are going to tee off really early, you're talking about late 6 a.m., early 7 a.m. Those guys got to go off out there. They want a chance. I feel like you got to start off hot Thursday morning and Friday morning.
For sure.
Like
you got to take advantage of those early time. Better conditions, especially in a tournament that's become this stack now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, it's going to be fun.
We'll see. It'll be a good time. It'll be a good time.
I'm going to get my phone. We're going to do a quick little live.
Oh, yeah. I already forgot.
See if we got some questions coming in today. We had a lot of people hitting us up today. But as I set this up, what was your favorite moment of today? Like, what was, like, the big thing?
Probably two big things.
I'm just going to put it right here. Is that fun?
Yeah.
It's fucking...
All right. Two big things for me. One... being able to be in the press conferences and being able to ask questions.
What do you think? Should I just put it right here?
You can just do it there so you have access to the questions and you can ask any that come in.
Yeah,
you can be like, but it's the fact that we were in the press conferences and the fact that, we were able to ask questions and actually, be a part of it. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, you have to sit there and just like be quiet. We were able to engage, which is cool. And then the fact that we had the access to going, on the putting green and the driving range, and we're this close to these guys.
The driving range was fucking dope, bro.
Teeing off, launching, it was sick. It was cool. The access that we had today was pretty impressive. So that would probably be my favorite part, just because it's something that you can't just normally do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would say my favorite portion of today was the interview with Chase.
Yeah.
Just being able to do something like that was
cool. He's a
cool
dude. He's a
cool-ass guy. The sleeve question portion was fucking
dope. Yeah. You liked
that? That was dope.
You liked that a lot.
You crushed it with the questions of the Harry Potter and some of the other questions. I won't say too much.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers. But you did a badass job with that. And I think that was cool to see him engage. And then he whips out.
Dude, yeah.
The scorecard. And I was like, dude.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah. People will see that.
Yeah, that was badass. Yeah. So we have a couple people trickling in here.
See if they want to ask any questions. Yeah. See if they want to ask any questions.
Let's see. You got your brother that joined. Val joined. We got Jason here.
Oh, let's
we got
Vinas.
We got Darty Golf. Dan wants to know how's Rory looking.
Rory was looking pretty big. I'll tell you that. Like, he was looking swole. Rory was pretty jacked, swole. And he was crushing the ball. He's coming off his victory at the match. He looked good. But Rory hasn't been in that form in a bit. So curious to see how he plays. I mean, he hasn't played this tournament in a while. He's obviously coming back to play this year for a reason.
Yeah.
He's obviously comfortable here. He's won before, and he's been a runner-up another time. So, and listen, we're going to be in his press conference tomorrow. So I guess we'll have more information tomorrow.
We're getting questions. Rory's a bum. The match. Oh. then we got.
He's not hobbling, I'll tell you that much.
No. Look, I do like Rory, but I understand the controversy behind Rory. But we won't get into that. But let's see, what else? Can we get a golf pool for this?
Yeah, we're doing a golf
pool. We're doing a golf pool. Jason, we got a golf
pool. We're doing a golf pool for Cognizant.
Favorite part of our day. I think we alluded to that. I think it's, you know, the player interviews, getting access to behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. I think that was dope. We got up close and personal. I think we got to see everyone that we hypothetically thought we were going to see. Yeah. We saw Shane. We saw Rory. We saw Grillo. We saw...
Not Grillo. Batia.
Higo. Bro, Grillo's the man. Yeah, I want to meet him so bad. They want to know if we have any questions lined up for Rory. I don't think we have any questions lined up for Rory.
We got to get one, though.
We definitely want to squeeze one in.
It's going to be hard to get. Rory's going to be the hardest one to get a question in because I'm sure everyone's going to have a question for Rory. We should try to see, if possible, we'll try to get something for Rory.
That would be elite. If we can get a question
for Rory. We got one in for Burger today, and I asked him about Crandon.
we got a question that came in for Rory. Are you gonna choke another Masters, Rory? From Danny.
I'm gonna ask him that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, it is gonna be tough. I mean, I would love to get questions in Zavi for him, but the one is the winner of the Mexican Open.
We have him first thing in the morning tomorrow.
He's bright and early. Would love to see what we can get in there. That could be a cool little questionnaire that we can get in. He's a big cigar guy too, apparently.
Shout out Padron.
Yeah, he's a big guy. So, you know, we gotta get creative with these questions for sure. Yeah. And then we got our boy Camilo, which is representing the Colombians out there.
Yeah.
See what questions we get. We do got questions lined up for him. So that should be exciting. But yeah, I mean, I think that's it in terms of the press stuff. But yeah. Let's see, anybody. Am I a cigar guy? Of course I'm a cigar guy.
show him.
We got a little. No, definitely not a melatonin guy. wine and cigars. But yeah, anything else we want to talk about on the pod today?
I had fun.
Yeah, I had a good time. I'm tired as hell, but I had a good time.
What was Pooch's favorite moment today?
Oh man, me too. Honestly, like on my side of like the things, like the production, like the way it goes. Honestly, I respected like their care in terms of dealing with like the players, in terms of, like the media, like respecting the players and also respecting like our time. Like I felt like, you know, they were there to help us with whatever we had. You know, they're helping, you know, they're very good with accommodating us, you know, giving us our spaces, you know, setting us up. And I don't know, bro, for me as an amateur, like as someone relatively new to golf, dude, like being able to appreciate like that area, not even the love, just like seeing golf in that light, like in a real professional setting. Because I never really watched golf like that, but seeing it, like, I just respect the sport so much. Like,
yeah,
just,
no, no, no. Like, it is dope to see that.
I prepare for it.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Like, you watch football practice, basketball practice, but seeing a golf practice.
Nah.
And the way these guys could just dictate.
Bro, the amount of swings that they're putting. I mean, like what you said, they were taking two shots for every shot that they took. Maybe three.
At least two.
From every situation. Yeah, one from the bunker, one from the fairway, one from the rough. Like, they were playing every scenario to know.
They play probably like three rounds in one round.
Dead ass. Bro, and then they're putting 17 times.
And
then you know,
the same guy that, you know, he holed out from 141. I mean, that guy was practicing and he's like, he just, like, the way the ball just went exactly where he wanted to go.
Yeah, every time, bro. These guys are insane. Beyond. Yeah. These guys are literally insane.
Like, they just show why they are professionals and why we play at Killian and Mikasuki, you know?
Yeah.
We got a question, another question from Dan. Bay Hill or PGA?
I have to go. I do have to go Bay Hill just because it's so legendary and it was my first ever event. And it's, but again, like, I also saw Bay Hill packed and you know, and what?
Fuck it, Jason.
Oh, no. But yeah, I probably lean Bay Hill a little bit. But again, I haven't seen, I would love to see this tournament in full. I mean, we only really saw a few holes today, and it was gorgeous, though.
We really only saw most of the back nine and hole one. That was it. I'm not going to even read Jason's question.
Give me one.
You want Jason's question?
Give me one of them.
No. I gave you one, but no, now they're going crazy. Biden's disaster night in the Michigan primary.
Oh, no. All right, never mind. Yeah.
Navarro, go Heat, and then thoughts on what's going on in Gaza.
No, okay.
Let me see what else we got. We got anything else here? No, none of the serious golf questions coming in right now. But yeah, no, it was dope to see everyone. In their true form, getting ready for this weekend.
I got a question for you guys.
Yes, ask.
Did going to this event and, you know, seeing it from the lens of the PGA, did it meet your expectations of what you thought it was going
to
be?
That's a great question.
It exceeded it for me, to be honest. At least in terms of, like, I didn't know what type of access we were going to get, and we pretty much had, like, free reign for the most part. So I thought it was pretty cool.
It was dope. I mean, Dan, we answered that question already. Dave said Bay Hill and then gave his explanation. I don't know. But did it meet my expectations? It did and it didn't, I would say. You know, I would have liked to get certain interviews in.
Yeah,
you know, but outside of that, I do think it did exceed my expectations in terms of, I didn't think we were going to be able to walk on a driving range or anything that. No. Like that part I didn't get to see. I didn't think we were going to be able to get up and close and personal. No. The thing that did exceed my expectations the most was the access to the press room. Like, that was sick.
Yeah, and the fact that we had our own State Tranquil name brand on the table, like
sitting in there. Yeah. Watching a couple interviews in.
We got our new merch.
We got our new merch, which we got. You know, there it is. Let's see. Show Dave there with the merch. Hey. We're going to be dropping that soon. But it was dope. We were walking around, you know, repping the brand, repping, you know, what we stand for. And it was cool to see because outside of us, it was NBC Sports and PGA Tour. That was it.
Yeah, and maybe some like local
A couple riders, of but... local news stations, you know, any like things like that. But it was that, I think that portion of it was like the thing that really, you know, took me over the top. I was like, wow, like this is legit. It's legit. Not everybody just comes in there and does this. And I think that's the thing to take away.
Yeah.
I got a second one.
Second
My
question.
Journalist then. In me is coming in. So from when we interviewed Chase,
mm-hmm.
I feel like on top of, you know, him maybe not being interviewed that day, we were his first interview mm-hmm. today. I feel like he enjoyed the questions we had because it wasn't so much about the golf game and everything like this. It was fun. It was about him.
That's what they're getting asked all the time.
Do you think the PGA is lacking that personality that shows, like, you know, instead of just a professional game, it's like the fun parts of the game as well?
They are. And they know it too, which is why they're reaching out to people like us. You know, we've had the conversations with them, and the biggest thing is like we're relying on third party content vendors, content networks to ultimately be that voice, you know, where maybe we lack, because they know at the end of the day, their bread and butter is like, show me Rory, show me the winners, show me the guys in contention. We want to know the X's and O's because everyone at the end of the day wants to know X's and O's, right? But everything else after that too is just additive, and it's things that people care about, and it's also things that players want to talk about. You know, they want to almost be a little bit disconnected about the game. You know, they play 24/7. They're always around it. Yeah. They're getting asked the same questions all the time. What's your mindset? What's your expectation? How's the course playing? How's this? How's that? Right? That you ask them a little bit of personal questions that you're able to get out of them. Yeah. That, you know, they have a little fun of it. I do think the PGA knows that, but you know, I mean, you can add to that too. But I do think they do know, and I think that's why they ask for, you know, people like us to kind of help out with that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really have too much to add. It's mainly they're obviously a professional league, and you know, they. You know, their main audience before, really, probably like a few years ago, are really like hard nosed, like, you know, older guys who like really mm-hmm. do, like, you know, are not like, you know, asking like stupid questions or like fun questions.
Right.
Like we're able to mix in a couple fun ones with Chase. And so they do rely on people like, you know, content creators and outside sources for that.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're here. So.
Fire. Yeah. One other question came in. It looks like, did you hackle some of the guys at the range? Dave threw a couple golf balls at these guys.
God, no. That's the quickest way to get kicked out.
Yeah.
I think they
tournament, and we're gonna get knocked out of here. Yeah.
They saw us, and first off, we were like outside the thing for a second. We're like, I think we can go in here. And then we just kind of just started walking in.
We're walking on the putting greens.
It was like kind of unreal. It's like, are we even allowed to even pee here? And
I didn't believe it until I saw the pee. And I'm like, wait, we got pee on our badge. We can go in here. And I mean, dude, we saw everything. Rory was right there. You know, Shane, all these guys. And they were there. Dude, these guys crushed the ball, though. Seeing them at the range.
It sounded like a gun range.
A legit gun range. The divots is what's so impressive. Divots flying everywhere. The courses, like, that practice area is sick. Fucking sick.
And each player had their own track, man. Like,
and then you were saying, like, the practice balls is all, like, you want to hit Pro V1s, you can hit Pro V1s. You want to hit Callaways, you can hit Callaways.
They got even other clubs. Like, if you want to change your clubs, like, the practice was, like, they literally have every club there.
Yeah, they're there altering the angles of your club. If you're not liking the way something feels, they have guys there altering their stuff. I mean, we saw all the trucks lined up. Titleist was there, PXG, Callaway, Nike, you name it. Every major brand, every major vendor was there.
Yeah. They had like a training truck where I think you can go in and actually like receive like some sort of like, it's like a training area for like
these. Yeah, I mean, they're there to try clubs. Yeah. Whoever's new, if you got any other questions, let us know. We're going to wrap up soon. But yeah, I mean, the big thing is like they're there to figure their shit out.
You know?
And if there's something that they couldn't figure out last week, they're able to figure out this week. So I think that's something that was cool too. But let me see here. No, I don't think we got any more questions. Go Heat. Nice.
Hell yeah, go Heat.
Go Heat. Cats, the Heat are playing.
The Cats are playing. Did Reinhardt score?
Andre never uses the top button on his polos. Facts. I'm a three buttons down kind of guy. Some Miami in me.
Got a little sunburned.
Yeah, I got a little burnt today. I'm a little toasted.
A little quemadito.
Jesse knows about that Miami heat. shout on Stogies and Bogies, by the way. We appreciate you. We're smoking a little Padron right now. We have your tea holders out here, and we got the cigar case inside. But, I think today was awesome, bro.
Today was
awesome. We're excited for this weekend. It's going to be a good turnout. We'll see. We got another big day tomorrow. Yep, so we'll guys keep you posted. And next week we're gonna drop a lot of what went down this week. So you guys will see all of that as soon as we get access to it.
Yeah. And you should probably also be seeing our attempt at a simulator.
Oh yeah. We played the back nine of this course. So you guys will be seeing that. You'll be seeing that too. But a lot of exciting stuff this week.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, I think that wraps it up for today. Again, hell of a day.
Hell of a day.
Hell of a week. We're excited for the content to drop. And yeah, we will see you guys next week, probably back in our home station.
Yeah.
Is there a little pun break for the week?
All right,
guys. Later.
Peace.